Philip Sample, PIPB, Urgent Care. Today's date is 10/24/2022. Dictation is for Miss Rebecca Earls. Earls spells E-A-R-L-S. Rebecca spells R-E-B-E-C-C-A. Date of birth is 03/25/1972. This is a 50-year-old female here for follow-up from admission period. Next paragraph, patient stated she was admitted for approximately 5 days for pneumonia in a local hospital, was discharged. Says she received antibiotics while inpatient, but was not discharged with any antibiotics, period. She also indicated that her glucose was extremely high, correction, quote, extremely high, close quote. And she was given a short-acting insulin while inpatient, and she was advised to start a short-acting insulin outpatient also, period. Next paragraph, patient stated her cough was productive green sputum. She said she sometimes could hear herself wheezes, but it's not too bad today, period. She denies tobacco smoke exposure or an active smoker, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication analogies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph, review of systems. All systems were reviewed or were negative except for those mentioned above. Period. Next paragraph, physical exam. She's alert oriented. She is actively coughing. Cough sounds rattly. Patient was also on the phone, and when I entered the room to examine her, she asked me to come back until she finishes her phone call, period. I returned probably about 15, 20 minutes later. Patient finished her phone call, said she was ready for me to take care of her. Her vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 93% at room air. Blood pressure is 135/87. Pulse 96, respiration 80. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.1, period. Next paragraph. Respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort. No use of accessory muscles. No respiratory distress. No paradoxical motion, period. No adventitious sounds, period. Next paragraph, cardiac regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs. No peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph, abdomen distended secondary to obesity. No guarding. No visible peristalsis, period. Next paragraph, skin. No abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules. No vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph, skin. Correction, extremities. Full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort to range of motion. She bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph, neuro, alert oriented, time 3, cranial nerves 2, 10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number one is diabetes type 2 poor control. I will add the short acting insulin Novalin 3070. She will take 10 units after each meal for 90 days. I will refill her Lantus 100 units / meal. She will take 45 units BID for 90 days. She was strongly encouraged to take her sugar at home when she takes these medications. Says she understands and will comply. Next paragraph, assessment pneumonia. Next line, patient was treated inpatient, but still she says she still feels like she has some residue of pneumonia and is not on any more antibiotics except for what she received while inpatient, period. She says she could not recall the name. She received it IV, period. Next paragraph, next line, patient was prescribed Zitromax, 250 milligrams. She will take 2 PO now, then 1 PO daily until gone. Number 6, next assessment, cough. Tessalon, 100 milligrams, 1 PO TID for 10 days. Number 30, correction would be Tessalon, 200 milligrams, 1 PO TID for 10 days. Number 30, next assessment, follow-up after admission for pneumonia, period. She was reassured. Patient was advised to remain from work for another 7 days until her cough is better. She was given a work excuse, advised to increase fluids to avoid secondhand smoke exposure, to come back to clinic if worse, or go to the nurse emergency room if we are closed. End of dictation.